Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, in regard to proposed rules regarding real estate appraisers, namely changes to WAC 308-125-095, subparagraph 1I. This hearing is being held at the Washington State Department of Licensing, Business and Professions Division in Building 3 in Conference Room 3204 at 2000 4th Avenue West, Olympia, Washington 98502 at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 17-17-208, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on August 8, 2017. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the table to my right. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 18.140.030, subparagraphs 1 and 15. My name is Dee Sharp, and my title is Program Manager for the Real Estate Appraiser Program. The Director of the Department of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today, if there are questions. To my right is Jerry McDonald, Administrator for the Real Estate Programs. Also Terry Rogers, the Assistant Administrator for the Real Estate Programs. Matthew Weeks, a management analyst for the real estate programs, Stacy Harms, a management analyst for the real estate programs, and Tamara McCohen, professional licensing manager for the appraiser and appraisal management company programs, are here. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a recording of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are digitally recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sign-in sheet. You'll be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who you represent if you're testifying on behalf of others, and whether you support or oppose the proposed rules. The Department of Licensing has received written comments on these rules from Mr. Dave Town, Mr. Ray Paletti, Ms. Sue Toy, Mr. Randolph Berg, Mr. Carl Munson, Mr. Ross Thysons, Mr. Bill Ritzdorf, and Mr. Bill Genshaw. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those present. Let's see. We have Teresa Blake.
My name is Teresa Blake. I am the chair of the Real Estate Appraiser Commission. They in support.
Thank you, Ms. Blake. Next, we have Stan Sedor.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Stan Sedor. I'm here representing myself and also in the capacity of being a supervisory appraiser. I am going to be wishy-washy today and not take a position either in support or in opposition. But just to rather bring forth a couple of things for consideration. Obviously, USPAP does indicate that you need to be competent to appraise a property, and both the supervisory appraiser and the trainee need to take responsibility for that and know that they are competent to be able to properly physically inspect any property that's being appraised. I also recognize the need for more trainee appraisers and the more hurdles that are in place to make it more challenging for bringing more appraisers into the field is a problem, and so this hopefully would help in that regard. I also, however, recognize on the downside that there are some appraisers, supervisory appraisers, who are going to cut corners. And I also have had the experience in the last this year, of reviewing a couple of appraisals where in one case it was stated that the supervisory appraiser did not inspect the property, the trainee did, And it was obvious that the supervisory appraiser needed to be present. And then there was another case where I don't think it was stated whether the supervisory appraiser inspected with the trainee, may have looked at the property later, but it was also obvious that the trainee needed greater level of supervision in complexity of the property. I think there's also a difference between necessarily on the single family residential side versus the commercial side. Obviously, on the commercial side, we work with a number of different property types, retail, office, industrial, myriad of special purpose type properties. So hopefully the supervisory appraiser in that case will make sure that he or she is present and inspecting the property with the trainee, depending on the property type. And I think that's what it says in here, based on the property type, because you're going to have to look at a number of different properties, including of the different property types, before competency is achieved. Single family may be less so, although there are some unique single family property types again, I'm neither for or against this proposal, but there's just, you know, issues that will need to be considered and vetted. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments on these rules? Please remember to state your name, who you represent, and whether you're for or against.
I'm Robert Hartnett, and I'm just getting started in a second career as a trainee. And as I read your proposals, it reminds me of military flight training program, ex-pilot. And what they'll do is, you don't do 25 touch and goes, you'll do it until you get competency. That could be 10 or it could be 50. Signs you off, and then to keep instructors honest, evaluators go out, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, let's go. And show us that the instructor really had that check in the system. It's competency based. For taking in. But it looks the same as a technical competency. I like it. It's somewhere. Just the DAF evaluator.
Are there any other comments on these proposed rules? Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rule and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned.